Police in New Jersey face little oversight when seizing assets of people suspected of committing crimes. That's according to a new report from the state's ACLU chapter. WNYC's Rebecca Ibarra has more.
If police think cash or goods are linked to a crime, they can take them. The ACLU found that from January through March of 2016, police took more than $5 million worth of cash. That's on top of property that ranged from cars to a massage table. And police departments get to keep the goods unless they're challenged in court. Attorney Liza Weisberg says that incentivizes them to take as much as possible.
Especially from folks who are least able to fight back.
Weisberg says low-income communities of color are most affected. A bill to increase forfeiture transparency is awaiting a vote in the state assembly.